Hello, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes to help you move into a place of starting your week and starting your day where you will be able to actually focus on clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, as well as create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Now, normally the meditation is about 30 minutes in length. I do want to share with you that today's meditation is going to be a bit longer than that, so that you can be prepared. The topic for this week is acknowledging your uniqueness, and let's get right to it. So if you will please make sure that you're sitting with your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily. And another nice deep breath from the tips of your toes, moving all the way through your legs, up through the spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easy. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk is very, very strong, very stable. It actually goes all the way down into the ground and all the way to the center of the earth, where the roots of the tree trunk are embedded into the center of the earth. And you are seated strongly, firmly on top this tree trunk so that it is unmovable, and so are you. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura. And imagine that it is 18 inches from the top of your head, underneath your feet, in front, in back, on all sides. It's about 18 inches from your body, and it has a beautiful pearlescent golden color vibration to the edge of it, and it has an edge consistency like an eggshell. So it has a nice, stiff, golden edge to it. And imagine about 3 feet outside of the aura bubble is a giant flaming wall. It's burning from the ground all the way up tall. Very, very large bubble wall, I'm sorry, a violet flaming wall. Very good. And allow yourself to just continue to take nice, deep, and easy breaths. Deep, easy breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, to the top of your head, and exhale. Now there are 7 primary chakras along your spine, and each chakra actually helps to regulate and balance information as it flows on an emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. And often there are energies that from experiences and circumstances that you may no longer need or may not care for. The chakras open and close like camera lenses, and they spin around. In fact, the word chakra means wheel, so they do spin around like small wheels. Beginning with the first, second, and third chakras, which are located at the base of your spine, which is the tailbone, that's the first chakra, about 2 inches below your belly button, in between your ovaries or your reproductive system for men and women, is the second chakra. The third chakra is located behind your stomach. And as you continue to breathe, nice and easily, just intend when you exhale that you are clearing from your chakras those undesired, unwanted energies that you should be ready to let go of right now. In the first chakra, any energy that deals with survival, let it go. How you take care of yourself, your health, your career, your finances, your home, how you clothe and dress yourself, whatever it is, just let it go. In the second chakra, any energy that would hinder you in the way of sexuality or in the way of feelings, any energy that would keep you in fear, and that can show up in many forms as anger, depression, apathy, lethargy, whatever it is, let it go, frustration, overwhelm, let all that energy go. And in the third chakra, any energy that would keep you from being completely in a place of having control over your own personal life, personal space, your mind and your emotions, let that go. So in other words, anything that would have you stay addicted, no matter what it is, not necessarily drugs, it could be food, it can be alcohol, it can be sex, it can be whatever it is, just let it go. It has control over your life, so let it go. Very good. Just breathe through those chakras and release whatever you're ready to let go of right now. You may not see the energy. Maybe you feel it. Maybe you hear it. Maybe you just know what it is. Maybe it is just simply that you intend to release it, and it's leaving you right now. And with your attentions at your fourth and fifth chakras, the fourth chakra behind your heart, fifth chakra at the base of your throat, as you breathe and exhale through the fourth and fifth chakras, release whatever energy you're ready to let go of there. The fourth chakra is all about loving yourself, loving others divinely, unconditionally. So if you have not been able to forgive yourself or someone else, this is a great opportunity to do that. It's a great opportunity to also know and be in that consciousness of love, for everything is expressed and extended from the place of love. So if you are harboring any hatred, any envy, just let that go right now. Any lack of self-worth, self-love. And from the fifth chakra, allow yourself to release and to let go of the energy that's there as well. Any energy that would block your communication, whether it's speaking what you need to say, whether it's saying more than you wish you had. It might be you speak more than you listen, and listening is very important. actually a very key and significant element in communication. So let go of any energy that would keep you from listening because you're busy trying to get your point across or say what you need to say. Let all of that go. And let go of any energy that would block you from your creative expression of self, from how you truly, truly show up in the world in the way that you express who you are. So all the fifth chakra, let go of anything that would block or skew your true energy and essence. Very good. And clear the sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra located in the center of your head where your third eye is. The seventh chakra is located on top of your head, also known as the crown chakra. And just let go of any energy from the sixth chakra in the center of your head that would keep you from seeing everything as perfect and wonderful just as it is. Let it go. Let go of any judgment you have about anyone or anything, no matter what that judgment is. And let go at the seventh chakra of any energy that would keep you in a place of uncertainty or doubt about what you know, who you are, how you show up in the world. Very good. Excellent. And just keep breathing nice and deeply and easily, and allow the violet flame to take all of this energy. It is like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. As you let it go and release it, it gently sucks up and receives and purifies that which you no longer desire to hold on to. Very good. It's best to have these chakras in balance and in harmony with one another, allowing you to fully and optimally be able to receive the appropriate information and to operate on every level within your own space. Now, I'd like for you to put your attention on the violet flame. You are a very unique person. And as I speak about you being the person that you are, breathe deeply and just continue to release all and any energy that comes up at this time. Let go of all the feelings, the thoughts, sensations and images, sounds, and any other energy that is present. As a unique human being, you experience and express a conglomerate of beliefs, as well as emotions and sensations, and a consciousness that are transmitted through your four bodies. Those four bodies are your mental body, your physical body, your emotional body, and your spiritual or light body. Now, each one of these bodies are whole and complete within themselves. Together, they create your natural makeup as a divine, perfect spiritual being. Just continue to breathe as you let go of any additional energy, whether it makes sense or not, into that violet flame. You've started with the chakras, and now just continue to let this energy go. And I'd like for you to see yourself standing within the violet flame. See an image of yourself standing in the violet flame. And as you look at yourself, be aware that this is a representation of your mental body. Each one of your bodies look very much like you. But each one represents something different. And right now, you are looking at your mental body. Your mental body is the full embodiment of your connection with universal mind, a portion of which you tap into every day based on what you've been taught throughout life, all of your life experiences up to now, and how you process intellectually, rationally, and analytically the information that you receive. So notice how your mental body has several bands of colors. There are several bands of colors moving from your mental body into your mental body. There are phrases and words that may be also moving in and out of your mental body, all around it. Now, these bands of color vibrations, some of these phrases or words, they're all the collective energy from universal mind that's coupled with your own mental processes that are active right now, that remain constantly active on a 24/7 basis. As you watch this activity, pay attention to the various colors. Pay attention to all of the colors. The primary colors of red, orange, yellow, blue, green, purple, the varying shades of each of those colors. And you may also notice that there are darker colors of gray, brown, and black. Those heavier, most dark colors, those are the experiences or beliefs that may have served you at one time, but they don't anymore. Sometimes they are energies that are very heavy and dark and dense that flow through us because of whatever our experience is or whatever our belief system is around it. Perhaps it is also something that other people may think about you or how they see you or how they may judge you or interpret you. That can also show up as these dark bands. And sometimes there are experiences that after so long, you no longer need to hold on to the energy of those experiences, for they have served, again, their purpose. And now it's just simply time for them to go. So they get old. They become dark. It's like dying within your space, even as they move in and out, old thoughts, old belief systems, old ways of thinking. You don't need them anymore. So imagine that you are using your energetic hands. Imagine the energy of your hands is actually reaching over and touching the dark color vibration bands that are moving back and forth in your mental body. And as your hands go over and touch those dark bands of brown, black, and dark gray. You may touch them one by one using your whole hand or a finger or several fingers, whatever seems natural to you. And as you touch the dark bands, be aware that your hands and fingers are pouring out a bright, beautiful, pearlescent, golden light energy. So you are infusing those bands with this beautiful, light, bright energy. As you touch the darker bands, notice as they begin to lighten up. In fact, they start to become so light that they actually transform from the dark colors to the pearlescent golden light that you are infusing them with. And these are the bands of energy that are now moving in and out of your mental body. You have actually shifted, transformed these bands, and they now represent a higher level of consciousness that streams into your mental body. It's the consciousness of universal mind pouring more directly into your mental body and defining your unique self. This color vibration, as the bands of energy that pour into this body from different directions, is an energy that's really specific to you and is very unique to who you are, just as it is uniquely different for someone else. Continue to breathe easily and deeply, as smooth and natural as possible, with the intention of shifting the bands of color vibrations from dark to light. Nice and easy, that's it. And now imagine around your mental body, in that violet flame, a beautiful golden sun surrounding your mental body, and allow your mental body to absorb this sun completely, filling it with the full essence of divine intelligence and wisdom. And notice once your mental body has soaked up this sun, that there is a brilliant, bright, overall color vibration, one primary overall color vibration for your mental body. Doesn't matter what that is, there's no right or wrong. This is your unique color vibration of your mental body. And I guarantee you, no one else has this color in quite the same way as you do. Now let's do the same for the emotional body. See yourself standing in the flame. And be aware this is a representation of your emotional body. Do not get hung up intellectually on what happens to the mental body. Just simply allow it to dissipate into the flame, if you will, and then see your emotional body, see yourself that represents your emotional body in the violet flame. Your emotional body is the full embodiment of your connection with all emotions. That means with all aspects of love and fear. Your emotions move through you based on your association with the mental beliefs of past, present, and future experiences. Now, the emotions of love and fear, regardless of the feelings connected with them, are based on what you've been taught throughout life. It also includes all of your life experiences up to now and how you process the information you receive. So notice how your emotional body also has several bands of colors moving in and out that represent the various feelings and the experiences connected to them. The feelings and experiences you have had, see those bands of color vibrations moving in and out of your emotional body. As the collective energy of love and fear in every form, coupled with your own total gamut of feelings, these bands stay constantly active, moving from the divine essence of loving and fearful emotions. So pay attention to the different colors. Notice the darker color vibrations. Those darker color vibrations are the experiences or beliefs that are more closely associated with fear. So imagine you are using your energetic hands once again to reach over and touch the dark color vibration bands, just as you did with the mental body. And as you touch the darker bands, notice how they begin to lighten up. In fact, they start to become so light, they really are moving into a place of pearlescence, whether it be pearlescent pink, blue, yellow, green, purple, or orange. Notice how, as you touch them, they become brighter and lighten up and all the various hues of color vibrations. They actually transform from the dark colors to the very pearlescent golden colored light bands of energy that they are. These bands represent the highest level of creative consciousness, which is love. You are literally transforming and transmuting fear into love. And it streams into your emotional body, amplifying the unique way in which you represent love. The unique way in which you extend love and receive love. It's the consciousness of divine emotional essence pouring directly now into your emotional body and enhancing your unique self. Continue to breathe easily and deeply. as smooth and naturally as you possibly can, with the intention of shifting the bands of color from dark to light. And imagine a bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding your emotional body in the violet flame. And allow your emotional body to absorb this sun completely. See this sun surrounding your emotional body and absorb it completely in the violet flame. And this sun is filling your emotional body with the full essence of divine love. And as this is happening, see one overall color vibration for the emotional body as well. One overall color vibration for your emotional body. Again, this color is unique to you. And this is the color vibration that is absolutely balanced, perfect, and suited for only you, just as it is with the mental body. Now let's do the same thing for the light body. So see yourself standing in the flame. In as much detail as you can. And be aware this is a representation of your light body. And your light body resonates the full essence of your connection with divine spirit. Your light body contains your real personality, your spirit personality, and it registers what's real, even in the presence of traumatic experiences from past lives or this life. The light body holds on to every energy form based on what you've been taught throughout this life, the combination of many life experiences up to now, and how you process the information in the attempts to raise your overall consciousness. Notice how your light body also has several bands of color representing every manner of experiences that are intensely significant. Such experiences as getting married, deep emotional loss, the feelings around living in luxury and living in poverty from whichever lifetimes you've experienced. Expanding the mind educationally. These are just a few of the energies that your light body has encountered through dimensional and energetic infinite timelines. Just be aware of the bands of color vibrations. It does not matter if you're able to know what they represent specifically or what lifetime they are from. Just be aware of the color vibrational bands as the collective energy of timeless experiences, these bands stay constantly active, moving through your light body from the divine essence of spirit. Pay attention to the different colors and again, notice the darker color vibrations. Those are the experiences or beliefs that are more closely associated with what you are ready to shift, of what you are ready to fully let go of and release for your continued ascension. These may be intense experiences such as rape, hatred, death, injustice, and whatever else you may have experienced through this lifetime or past lifetimes. Now imagine you're using again your energetic hands and reach over to touch the dark color vibrational bands, just as you did with the mental and emotional bodies. And notice as you touch the darker bands, how they begin to start lightening up. When you touch these bands with your pearlescent golden lighted hands, these bands can no longer stay the same. They must lighten up. In fact, you may notice how some of these bands become so light, they literally lift up and away. They no longer need to be part of your light body. Some of the bands completely disconnect altogether, while some bands that are not ready to go quite yet will transform from the dark colors to the pearlescent golden color vibration, lightening, raising, elevating the energy, the consciousness of the light body. Now these bands represent the highest level of collective consciousness streaming into your light body and enhancing the unique way in which you express the full essence of God. It is the consciousness of divine spirit pouring directly now into your light body and enhancing your unique self. And continue to breathe easily and deeply, as smooth and naturally as possible, with the intention of shifting the bands of color vibrations from dark to light. Imagine a bright, beautiful golden sun now is surrounding your light body in the violet flame. A huge, bright, beautiful, vibrant golden sun surrounding your light body. And allow your light body to absorb this sun completely, filling it with the full essence of your highest unique ascension and connection with spirit. And see one overall color vibration for your light body, just as you did the others. An overall color vibration of your light body. Really tune into this color vibration. It does not matter what that color is. This represents your unique expression of that light body. Very good. And now tap into your physical body, the last body to focus on right now. So tap into your physical body. The physical body houses each and every one of the other bodies through which they express themselves simultaneously. Your physical body is the house. And see your physical body in as much detail as you can in the violet flame. Be aware of how the other bodies are expressing themselves through this physical body. And you can do that by paying attention to the color vibration assigned to each body. Watch and notice how it's shining through the physical body. The color of the mental body, the color vibration of the emotional body, and the color vibration of the light body. All shining through your physical body. Each band of color makes up part of the aura, the life force energy that's associated with every human being. A human being meaning a spirit or being housed within physical man, vibrating a hue of color surrounding the body. Right now, look at your aura very closely as it's surrounding the representation of your physical body in the violet flame. And in particular, notice the three colors of the mental, emotional, and light body shining through your physical body. And notice if there are any dark spots, any holes, scratches, or anything else that may keep those other three bodies from shining even more vibrantly and clearly. And if there are any spots, any holes, any scratches, any tears, begin to clear that energy by moving them into the violet flame. If there are holes, scratches, or tears, be aware and pay attention as you put your light, golden pearlescent light hands on those color vibrations. You may touch them and repair the holes, the scratches, and the tears. Clean off the spots. Clean off different lines of energy that are darker in nature, however they show up. And then simply touch those areas where you can bring and make whole where there are scratches, tears, or holes within these color vibrations. And continue to do this until the color bands from each body are absolutely crystal clear and shining forth as bright as a flashlight. Continue to breathe through this process nice and easily. Nice and deeply. Just keep breathing. Very good. What you are witnessing and seeing now is the full essence of your unique self in every way, in every aspect, in every form. And allow that representation to leave the violet flame and move over to you, where you are seated, so that you are now able to fully receive and embody the light, the clarity, the highest vibration of your unique self, and allow it to come over to you and become one with you as you are seated. And take this moment to experience your unique self. And when you are ready, surround yourself with a great big bright, beautiful golden sun, and absorb as much of this sun, all of it, or as much of it as you can. So that from this moment forward, you may go out at the highest vibration that you can possibly be at this time, and express yourself fully and completely. I'd like to thank you for being with me this morning for the Miracle Meditation. My name is Lynn Herod Diverges, and if you'd like to find out more about me and Center of Light Miracles, some of our classes, our services, as well as current events for this month and for the rest of the year, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. That's centeroflightmiracles.org. And feel free to share this with your friends, your family, your coworkers, anyone that you believe would be able to benefit from this meditation. Until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.